A great episode coming up. Bart Gets Famous. This is episode number 1F11. Originally aired February 3rd, 1994. David Silverman in here, supervising director.
Susie Dieter, director.
Jim Brooks.
David Merkin, showrunner, executive producer.
Matt Groening, cartoonist.
And Conan O'Brien, quick cameo appearance.
This is Susie Dieter's first episode as director. Did a terrific job. Yeah.
I needed it too. I didn't want to get fired.
Morning horoscope. Today will be a day like every other day.
Go! Oh!
Mark Kirkland was the director who I worked under, and he taught me very well. So I had a good teacher. David Silverman, he's pretty good, too.
Well, occasionally. But I'm not drunk.
Do we say this is written by John Swartzwelder?
Written by John Swartzwelder, who can't be with us today for some reason.
And that was Bart whistling the Simpsons theme?
Yes.
Named by the readers of TV Guide as the most annoying theme ever.
That's why we put the reference right in there. How could they say that? It's a great theme.
I agree.
How could they say that? It's a great theme. That makes no sense.
Well, it's a great tune.
There's so many other themes that spring to mind. That's not right.
Branded.
I'm starting to question TV Guide in my mind now. I've blindly listened to them all these years, and maybe they're not all known.
Hasn't been the same since Rupert sold.
Oh, right.
I love the way Lisa treats Bart here. Very nice.
Oh, sounds like another Pulitzer for me to polish.
Hush, field trip boy. Failed on my Nobel Peace Prize. How ironic.
She barely cares.
Come back, Lisa. Come back.
Why? I'm so much happier here.
And now, Principal Skinner will tell us where we'll
George
be going.
George Wilder's scripts were always a joy to work on. Nobody quite has his perspective of a man living in the 40s. Never going beyond that.
He'll never... The 1840s. Yeah.
And he'll never
John
come to these...
John Swartzwelder is this guy who we used to look at him in the room and we used to think if you dressed him up as... in a, turn-of-the-century policeman's uniform. He'd be the most handsome turn-of-the-century policeman. You know, he had the mustache. You could just see him, beating an immigrant to death with a stick.
Oh, well.
Fifty-six boxes of bottles of beer on the wall. You take one down and pass it around. 55 boxes of bottles of beer on the wall.
And I just love this entire sequence where the school trip is to a box factory, and which nobody
fireworks
wants to
testing
go.
Range.
That'd be great to go to.
Yeah, all these things are terrific, and they have to go to this box factory.
Oh, I love the faces. It's just great.
Look how well that's designed. Very, very
Zella,
nice. Sound
like a box.
The most boring building you could possibly imagine.
I think a lot of people can relate to this.
The voice is a tribute to Bob and Ray.
The story of how two brothers and five other men parlayed a...
That's correct. Dan is basically doing...
Wally Ballou.
Is doing Bob Elliott.
Yeah, Bob Elliott and Wally Ballou kind of voice.
How long since you've seen it, Susie?
This morning.
Oh. How long before that?
Years and years. But it's... I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember every argument, every discussion. Like, for instance, this whole box factory sequence, Brad Bird, who is the executive creative consultant, he felt it wasn't staged interestingly enough. And I said, but it's supposed to be boring because it's a box factory. And he let me have my way.
and it is boring, Susie. Good job.
Boring was what I was going for. But I just felt like Bart's experience here shouldn't feel exciting or interesting. It should be bland. And then once you get into, Hollywood crusty land, oops, did I give it away?
They've seen the episode.
No. Yeah, no, that's exactly right, is that you want this to feel very static, very nothing happens so that we can contrast it later.
What's that building over there?
That's just a TV studio where they film crime.
That's sort of very much based on the way the actual Warner Brothers Burbank studios look.
Mm-hmm.
When I say based, I mean ripped off building by building.
Now, here's my office.
This is a great scene of them walking through. I did this scene really well.
And, of course, Skinner loves all this. He's been in his box factory several years in a row, and he never gets tired of it.
That was actually giving me the most chuckle this morning, was like Skinner and Nelson were just thrilled. Is it Nelson?
No, you're Martin. Martin.
Yes. The perfect escape.
Escape in a laundry truck.
This is funny.
A little John Belushi from Animal House.
Exactly.
Just work it off and walk away.
About the exit.
Yeah, that's exactly the entrance off of Olive Boulevard.
Do you work here, little boy?
Yeah.
Well then, go right in, sir.
And is there really a box factory across the street?
There is now, based on the show. It became so popular to imitate the show.
I'm giving you a total count of three.
I also love the sound of the conveyor belts, which is also Travis Powers, coming up with the perfect boring sound. It wasn't too loud. It was quietly monotonous, you know, and just right to capture the feeling of the place.
No answer at home, I'll call.
And that's the great Marsha Wallace as Mrs. Krabappel.
Yeah. Just a minute!
For some reason, Homer is just in a towel at work.
That's a Schwarzwelder idea, isn't it?
That is pure Schwarzwelder. Now, while we were doing this show, this was after Conan had done his audition for the late night show. He took over.
I'm sorry. I'm really not comfortable with this, Ethan.
What's the matter, love?
It's just, it's the same old tired gags, isn't it? I mean, let's give the audience some credit.
How about a giant mousetrap?
I love it!
Action!
Ay, ay, ay! No me gusta!
So Bart getting famous became an opportunity for him to go on a talk show, and even though the Conan O'Brien show did not exist yet, we decided to put him on the Conan O'Brien show and make Conan a character, from writer to character in the show. But we were writing this before the information came in, so we actually wrote it in secret, not telling Conan that we had put him in the show at this point, just in case. Though we were confident, just in case, we didn't want to tell him we had done this. Right?
And I remembered I did the record for it. The show was on the air when I did the record, and I remembered at the time thinking, this is very optimistic of The Simpsons, because, you know, when I premiered, people thought, well, this thing will last about 8 weeks. And then it was just after Chevy Chase had been canceled, and people thought I would last about 8 weeks. And I remembered doing the voiceover record and thinking, this could very well, you know, come on the air. And when did it air? It aired in, this is February, I think.
Yeah,
February. And I premiered in September of 93, and I think this... And I thought, there's a good chance I won't be on the air when this when this airs. And it'll just be this kind of sad, you know, one of those sad, ironic things that's in a movie. Like, oh, look, you know, here comes fun speedster James Dean, you know. I was worried it was going to end up being one of those moments.
Kills me is how many times somebody thinks that and it turns out to be right.
Yeah. Well,
the odds are unbelievable. I mean, the odds are unbelievable. You know, this whole DVD session is so much about Conan, because we also did the 100th episode, Conan, which you didn't talk on, but that was meaningful to me and the rest of us, because the 100th episode party of The Simpsons happened the day of the premiere of your show, and I arranged for a satellite hookup on the top of the Hollywood Athletic Club, so that at 8:30 during that party, I think it was getting the early feed, we went upstairs to a special room. We had you in all the TVs, and we watched your very first episode of the Conan O'Brien show. We watched the premiere live in real time. It might have been at 11:30, though. I can't quite remember whether we were watching which feed we were watching. It might have not been till 11:30. And again, when I saw the premiere show, which is a stunning first show, again, it was terrific. It was hilarious, and the opening is as brilliant as anything I've seen.
We really packed the first show with everything, because we didn't know, you know, like how long this could. We weren't sure how long this would last, so we had this idea of, let's just throw everything out there right away.
I've got a weekend job helping the poor, and I'm only 8.
It's not a job. It's a waste of time. What could poor people pay you? Nothing. What satisfaction you get from helping them? None. Who wants to help poor people anyway? Nobody.
So, anyway,
Can I, Mom? Can I take the job?
Well,
why not? I remember my first after-school job. I was in a band. Hello, everybody. I'm Archie Bell, and I'm also the Drells. We got a new song called Tighten Up, and this is the music you tighten up with.
Hey, what's the matter, you? You crazy kid. You're chasing away my business.
Do you know what this is based on, this one-man band?
Well, it's kind of Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
Oh, you mean the character? Is that what you're asking?
No, just the idea of it. I've never seen
really
anything like that.
It really existed a long time ago, where Italian guys went around with these, with these grinder organs.
No, I was talking about Homer.
The one-man band was also around.
Oh, the one-man band, also existed at that point. A lot of street corners, yes.
I got this,
I like that when Homer's being attacked, he continues to play the same, pretty much the same song.
Well, one thing we cut out is when Homer did his rant about, you know, what have poor people done for anybody, we had a doorbell ringing and the Humanitas Award for Homer Simpson.
Yes, that's right.
Sadly, it was cut for time, I think.
It was very, funny. Very sad. But again, that was a Schwarzwelder rant, for sure, about the poor people.
I also like the fact that the Bumblebee Man was like, you know, he spoke proper English, and we kind of punted that notion.
That's so great for your first credit, isn't it?
This was great, too.
This was a comment on how credits keep getting pushed. The only thing that's not accurate is they should go a lot faster now. They really go wham, wham, wham.
How long was the show then? Do you remember?
It was about 22 minutes, 43 seconds, about. And we've lost 2 minutes since then. And it's much, much harder to do storytelling. It's much, much harder to do a B story.
Yep.
The funniest moments in every Simpsons, we can tell you.
Or more commercials?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And promos.
Yeah.
So how do you rerun them? Do you, when you rerun an episode, you have to cut?
They're actually longer in reruns now.
They get butchered.
Now, are the original episodes 2 minutes shorter or just the reruns?
The originals.
The originals are now 2 minutes shorter than they used to be.
Than they used to be, but when they originally, like even the new shows being made now, are they 2 minutes shorter?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, as I said, it makes it very difficult to do the B stories. Always when you edit television comedies, the funniest jokes are always freestanding.
It's great. I got to get my appalled move back.
So did they give you less time to make the shows now since you have to do 2 minutes less animation?
We do the same amount of animation. We still do the same number of 2,100 feet.
But we did get the 2 minutes less pay cut.
Who's the character on the side?
Who, Athena Ballerina? Or
no,
Corporal Punishment?
Corporal Punishment.
Yeah.
That was the one I couldn't remember.
Oh, boy. Come stand next to the bathroom door. I want to yell at you some more. Why, you little rat!
That was well done. I like these long shots you have, Susie. These sort of just how humiliated he is, and
yeah, they're nice and moody, and the lighting is really nice, Susie.
I'm nice and moody.
You can say that again. People, you have no idea.
Susie, before we started the commentary, you were talking about being very quiet at meetings when you were an assistant director.
Yes.
But I remember you as being a director who was extremely vociferous in your strong feelings about the way you wanted things to be done.
Well, I felt like I had a reason for doing certain things, and it wasn't that I expected everything to be perfect the first time, but it was more that I thought perhaps sometimes the reason wasn't understood, or the fact that it would affect other things. You know, I just felt like I wasn't doing this to be a wallflower. I was doing it to...
Hitchcock said the same thing.
Honestly, I had no idea. I really didn't. But that's part of what made it fun, you know, was the debate, you know, and coming up with the best decision.
I want to finish this thought outside.
It's that kid! It's the I didn't do it guy!
He's mine! I own him! And all the subsidiary rights!
Good expression on Krusty. Now, interesting enough, Krusty actually said, I didn't do it, in the very first episode he did with Sideshow Bob.
Did he?
Yeah, that was his tagline. Don't blame me.
So we pulled it back, yes.
I didn't do it.
It's the end of the show where we do all the tags, right?
Yes, yeah, we do. Right. We show everyone's catchphrase. We purposely tried to do "I didn't do it." We thought it was a bad catchphrase. We really wanted it to be lousy and of low quality to point out how really crummy things can become really popular.
Right.
Everybody that, whenever they ask me which episodes did I direct, and I mention this one, they always remember this one.
Yes, because there were a lot of complaints about it. Dumped. You should see the way Susie just looked at me. No, people really do. They love this episode. It is one of the ones that's mentioned all the time, as is Homer Goes to College, which we did a little earlier as well. This was actually a very good year for memorable episodes. Because there was a lot of writers that left, we were sort of in a panic mode. And I think that that sort of inspires you on some level.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, nothing like debilitating panic. Sometimes panic causes you to freeze up. Yeah.
It never, you know, I there's a level that pressure, I'm grateful for it later. I mean, I don't like it at the time, but it sort of does, it pushes you in a way.
Is that why the final episodes that season didn't get written? Because I was supposed to do a second one, but it ended up not being written, and I had to do an episode of The Critic instead.
No, that's we did the normal amount of episodes.
I'm sure you enjoyed it. I'm sure you.
There was probably talk that they wanted us to do 24 instead of 22, and there was no way we could do 24 and maintain the quality. And I kept it down to 22. That is true.
No, The Critic was a fine experience.
Democrats for you. See the boy, $5, or call him 24 hours a day on Bart Chat.
Bart?
Here I am. I didn't do nothing.
Isn't it
crazy? Because earlier we had Bart signing for Krusty, and now Barney's interviewing for
yeah, I love the POV that Conan gets drawing. Now all the time. Isn't that the way the world now looks to you, Conan? I never thought
I'd yes. Yes, with wide cartoonish eyes.
Bart.
That's great, Susie.
Conan, do you have a catchphrase? Come on, man.
I'm working on it.
All right. No rush. It's only been over 10 years.
Who's a Wazzle? Good. Try that one.
Yeah.
We got a great show tonight.
You're not going to make it without a catchphrase, man.
I know. We got to get there.
Bart's not happy when he's being a gopher, and he's not happy being a star. He just doesn't like showbiz, Bart.
Yeah. He's just a manic depressive.
I like that Homer's eating a gray sandwich.
What the hell are you reading books for?
I'm doing the Conan O'Brien show, and I want to have some intelligent stuff to talk about.
Don't forget to say I didn't do it.
Dad, there's more to me than just a catchphrase.
What's great is Bart has never worked harder in his life. Now he's got books open, he's taking notes.
But the great thing is...
Here it is.
There we go.
Looks just like
you. The old set.
We weren't able to peer into the future.
Did you know that a section of rainforest the size of Kansas is burned every
When I started doing the show, we had a mustard-colored set. I forget whose idea that was, but it's the worst color. It's the worst color to be in front of ever.
That, I think, mustard. Captured you nicely.
For me, anyway.
Yeah. The dancing is very nice. I like
that.
There
you go.
I looked at hours and hours of tape.
And that's what you came up with? Yeah. No, it looks great. Susie, you did a great job with that. And then I love your reading, Conan, on Only I May Dance.
Yes, thank you.
It's time for Match Game 2034.
This cracks me up.
This might be, this might be one of the first heads in a jar thing, because it's Kitty Carlisle's head in this, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All of Futurama was based on this scene.
And it's Kitty Carlisle.
Now, Kitty Carlisle, for the younger people, she was on To Tell the Truth forever from 1956.
I watched that show every day as a kid.
And she was actually in A Night at the Opera with the Marx Brothers.
Yep.
Really?
And she was married to Moss Hart.
Get ready for the show!
No!
Really?
It looks like me playing the tuba and Nancy
Carlisle
Hart, playing the flute.
Moss Hart's widow.
And she turned down this commentary, by the way, angrily.
Is that true? That happens a lot in episodes. Is that the people you'd expect would do it immediately would sometimes say, forget it, I'm not doing it. And then the huge megastars would say yes immediately.
Making people happy, and that's a very hard thing to do. You're right, Mom. I shouldn't let this bother me. I'm in television now. It's my job to be repetitive. My job. My job. Repetitiveness is my job. I am going to go out there tonight and give the best.
best performance of my life.
The best performance of your life?
The best performance of my life.
Where is that lousy little pitcher?
Yeah, I had a whole B story with Don Rickles.
That's right. That was a great story.
David Silverman does some really awesome crusty animation here.
I did?
And you mentioned on that commentary from last year about, from the last season about running into Don. I ran into Don, too. He said the same thing. He was very, very nice, but he said the same thing. He says, they took my act, and then they didn't want to pay me. It's very bizarre.
I don't know whether you can use two very, very nice for that story. I think he was very nice when he said that.
It is odd because he is like an incredibly sweet guy, but he just got furious at The Simpsons. He did.
That's what passes for entertainment these days. Wuzzle.
Ladies and gentlemen, the clown show has been put on hiatus for retooling.
What happened?
Oh, don't worry about that. You're just finished, that's all.
Finished?
That happens all the time. That's show business for you. One day you're the most important guy who ever lived. The next day you're some schmo working in a box factory. Oh, I heard that.
Boy, show business is kind of cruel, isn't it?
That was Kung Fu Fighting.
That's a great shot.
Say, speaking of one-trick ponies, whatever happened to that I didn't do it kid?
Boy, did that get old fast. Whoa! You know,
you gotta stay fresh.
There's a wisdom in this show.
I love this stuff.
There are some nice Simpsons products there. I like that doll. It looks nice.
Yeah. It's all based on real stuff that people just had
around the office.
And, yeah, pretty much.
Now you can go back to just being you instead of a one-dimensional character with a silly
It's going to be worth a lot of money someday.
That's why I'm saving my stuff.
I love this ending. Everyone's just everyone looks crazy. They all show.
And that became a huge cat trick.
That's a great one.
I mean, people just love that.
I just love that ending. Excellent. You were like, what are you doing here?
Well, yeah, Nelson is there. Just
like
anyone.
It's like the ending of The Wizard of Oz. They just all are gathered around.
Well, it's something that just everybody says now. Like, if someone gives me an assignment and I understand it, I'll be like, excellent. It's just
excellent. Yes.
Everyone
I used to always
it.
Say that before Mr. Burns, and now people think I'm doing him, and I'm not. I'm just very positive. Thank you for being a guest star on the show, Conan. We really appreciated it.
Well, thanks for having me. It was fun.